Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Beach. With your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to another edition of Laguna Beach with your hosts, Josh and Danielle, who's definitely a host.
I'm definitely here.
What are we doing, Danielle?
We're talking about season one, episode three of Laguna Beach.
Something about cars and something else.
Fast cars and fast women.
Fast women. This is an episode about cars.
And women.
I don't recall seeing any women in this episode.
No, you didn't. You saw skanky, trashy girls.
Skanky, trashy girls. Like who?
Like who?
Who?
Well, Kristen.
Kristen is a skanky, trashy girl?
She was skanky and trashy in this episode. I'm not pro anyone.
You're anti everyone.
I'm pro low. I'm pro Trey. So I'm pro pollster. I'm anti everyone else.
We watch the episode, as we always do.
Yep.
We don't pretend like we watch them. We actually watch them.
Really watch
them. First thing that caught me, someone else said previously on Laguna Beach.
Who was it? I wasn't paying that much attention, I guess.
I think it was probably some random voiceover person.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, MTV's trying to pull a fast one over on us.
Aren't they always, though?
Yeah, no. They don't think we're smart enough to need a fast one. They make it very obvious.
I thought it was really interesting as they were recapping last episode. They were showing what was happening and then explaining it differently than how it happened.
That's true.
They are really pushing their MTV agenda.
Agenda, that's right. When Elsie said, typical Kristen.
Right. So last week, Steven walked up to Kristen at the party and he said, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to deal with you when you're being this way. And they dubbed over his voice and he said, let's go watch the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Nothing can be appreciated in a vacuum.
I was just going to stare at each other.
So, let's go back to Kristen and her wife beater and choker again.
You hate that she wears that.
Who does she think she is? I know who she thinks she is, but she's not.
She's just being Kristen. In 2004, that was the Ryan trash girl style.
Atwood.
A wife beater so you can see their bra.
Brassiere.
And a choker so you know she's into kinky stuff.
Like wearing necklaces? What's kinky about necklaces?
Choking.
Why didn't she just loosen the neck or just buy a bigger neck? So anyway, we agree that we're tired of her dressing like Ryan Atwood. I just wanted to point out real quick that the sound is just as terrible as usual in this episode. The theme song was washed out.
But
like they were playing a VHS copy.
Here's the deal, though. Laguna Beach was popular. People watched it. And MTV got away with it in that first episode of having terrible sound, terrible video quality. So if they can get away with crap and people still watch it and are into it, then why not keep doing crap?
It's cheaper. I guess we can't say much. It's 13 years later and we watched it.
That's true. Multiple times.
Yeah. So who is Jen? Tell me who Jen is. Tell me about Jen.
Jen is one of Kristen's friends. Jen. Jen is one of Elsie's friends. And Jen, Elsie, and Lo, toward the beginning of the episode, were out at lunch talking about the bonfire.
Jen says Elsie is probably going to marry Steven.
And she is wrong.
And they're going to have cute kids.
Cute babies.
Elsie sneers.
When they were talking about that, I wondered if they ever played the game MASH. Did you ever play MASH?
Oh, it was awful. Like, will you pretend like you're in the army?
No, the paper pencil game. MASH.
MASH.
Mansion, apartment, shack, house. And at one point we changed it to MARSH, but it was mansion, apartment, ranch, shack, house. And you list like five guys that you want to marry and five numbers. And then you do it and you find out who you're going to marry and how many kids you're going to have, what kind of house you're going to live in.
Did it work?
No, because I didn't know you back then.
Oh, so it can't, there's no unknown gentleman option.
No, you put names in.
You put in real names. Did you ever write down classy unknown gentleman?
No, I normally just wrote down like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So anyway, that was pretty much it. But then it turns around and Kristen and Jessica are out at lunch talking about the same party.
Right. Here's what really got me. The fact finally hit me really hard. Kristen and Steven really are wishy-washy.
They are fit for each other.
They are both the same person.
They are. She is playing him just as much as he's playing her.
So who's really the bad guy here?
They're both the bad guy.
Everyone in this show's a bad guy.
Except for Lo, Trey.
And Polster.
And Polster.
Speaking of Trey, he was wearing a t-shirt, and one sleeve was cut off.
Because he's a fashion
man.
The
dude is living in 3026, and we're back here in 2017.
I know, but that flows right along. Where does Trey take Steven and Elsie to the fashion show?
And that's foreshadowing.
It is.
Because Elsie has fashions.
Yeah, Trey said
that
he wanted...
She has bed covers or something,
Trey
right?
said he wanted to invite Elsie because she's into fashion. And now she has a clothing line. She has...
Bedding. She makes bedding. You can buy custom-made bedding from
what?
Lauren Conrad.
Okay, first of all, that's not true. Secondly...
You can. Just email her.
Why is the bedding so amazing to you and the clothing is not? You don't care about what blanket we have on our bed.
Then why do we fight over who gets which blanket every night?
Because one is better than...
Why don't we just buy two of the good ones?
Who can afford two good blankets?
Us. We're very wealthy. Did you not hear the last episode?
I want to talk about Kristen. She is all about getting a new car in this episode. She starts off by talking to her brother Mike about how she's going to convince her dad to get her a new car. And at that point, watching this, I thought, you know what? Kristen seems like one of those girls who just gets whatever she wants anyway, one way or another. Either she gets it by whining, gets it by, fluttering her eyelashes, or by being a bitch. And so I figured, no problem, she'll get herself a new car. Did you think she was going to get a new car?
No. I've seen the show, Danielle.
I have too, but it was a long time ago.
What's wrong with her old car? Why can't she drive her old car?
It caught on smoke. Smoke started pouring out of her car. Now, I want to tell you in my notes, at this point, when the smoke started pouring out of the hood of her car, and it cut to a commercial right after Kristen said, "It's going to explode," I hope it explodes. This is a boring episode so far. And really, the car exploding would have been amazing.
She said she was worried her car would explode. I wrote, "I was also hoping it would explode, but for different reasons."
So we both are bad people. We both wanted the car to explode.
I just want to point out that she says she has a 3.6 GPA.
Which is not great. She thinks it's not bad. She can do better than that.
It's not bad. It's not like the 4.2 I had. But that's different. So, Sam.
Yeah. Ooh, Sam was in this episode. What did you think about Sam?
Kristen's crush?
Yes.
I think he needs to get a haircut.
Okay. I wrote down. Hang on. Let me find it. Sam, Kristen's crush? Why? He is almost as bad looking as Talon.
He's not a good looking man.
No! Steven is much more of a pretty person than Sam.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
So according to the... dumb as dirt model, Steven is gorgeous.
And she's as dumb as dirt.
According to Elsie. So since we're there, let's just talk about the fashion show.
Sure.
So Steven and Elsie and Trey went to the fashion show in LA. And before they even got there, they were at a hotel eating dinner. My whole point was, they're in a hotel eating dinner before the show. Why is Steven half naked sitting there right by Elsie? Eating dinner.
He didn't want to spill on his shirt.
Put a junk t-shirt on.
Every t-shirt he owns is made by Kanye West, and they cost $350.
I don't think Kanye was making shirts.
It doesn't matter. Every t-shirt he owned back then was made by Puff Daddy.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And they cost $350.
I don't think that's true. He works at the surf shop.
God, he just works there to pick up ladies.
Oh, that's true. He did mention to Trey that no hotties have come in yet. He's waiting for the summer for that to happen. Anyway, so then they go to the fashion show, and all Steven and Trey are doing the entire time are oogling girls. And Elsie is sitting right in between them. They're oogling girls and fist bumping the entire time.
I have the exact opposite note. Trey is into fashion, and when he fist bumps Steven, Steven has to get his attention. Trey is looking at the fashion. He's not ogling girls.
Steven told LC, but okay, first of all, LC got herself in trouble by saying, you know, asking Steven which girls were pretty. She was asking for it.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
When he saw that Dumb as Dirt model, which did he even ever say her name?
D-A-D.
Yeah, Dumb as Dirt. Okay, the Dumb as Dirt model, he said, she has a hot face.
Maybe he meant like temperature.
I don't think so. I think he meant attractive hot. But Elsie is definitely not happy, especially when the model calls Steven gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You know what was gorgeous about Steven? His hair. His hair was on point.
He has nice hair. He does have nice hair. And he's, you know, got that dark, brooding look.
In his hair?
In his eyes also.
He doesn't. He's got that pathetic rich kid look in his eyes.
That's true. And, okay, what did you think about the after party?
It was weird. Like, I feel like it was fake.
Why? What about it?
It didn't look like things were really happening. It looked like MTV just made people pretend like there was an after party.
Did you not see the dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, that is exactly what dancing looked like at my high school back in 2004. So I could imagine that. But Steven and that model were dancing very inappropriately.
They were touching butts.
They were touching more than butts.
They were touching front butts.
He was getting to know her. Biblical sense. That's right. They were being way too friendly.
So
He now knows her inside and out.
So Elsie has abandonment issues, which I don't know where they came from.
No. Okay, Elsie had higher hopes for this trip than Steven did.
Steven is an attention whore.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
He's an attention addict. He needs all eyes on him.
And that is why he hops between girls. Because if one girl's not giving him attention, enough attention, he wants to get it from another girl.
Right.
But see, Elsie, I really think she thought this fashion show would be a way for her and Steven to hang out away from Kristen, and they would get closer, and they would possibly touch butts. But Steven went to this immediately thinking, hot girls, party.
I'm going
to
bonk some models.
I'm going to get to know some young model ladies.
Do kids not say bonk anymore?
I don't think kids have ever said bonk. I've never heard that in my whole life.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. So Steven's on the golf club, we find out.
With Jonathan and Trey.
Trey, yeah. I assume Trey would be into golf. Golf is the cutting edge of fashion.
Really?
Yeah, they wear the plaid shorts.
That's cutting edge?
Is plaid not cutting edge?
No.
Then why do so many people wear it?
Because it's cheap.
Plaid is not cheap. Have you ever sourced out plaid?
Have you?
Do you know how hard it is to get the plaid off the animal?
The plaid doesn't come on the animal.
It does.
It's not a natural thing.
Plaid is a natural thing. There are very few animals that are naturally plaid.
I can't even argue with you tonight. Like, there's no getting through your thick skull tonight.
They're finding a better balance of music in this episode.
You know, we didn't really talk much about Kristen and her car. But we come to find out, why was Kristen's car smoking?
She ain't changing her oil.
But whose fault is that?
Her dad.
It's completely Dennis's fault. You know, he told her that she couldn't have a new car because it was her fault she didn't change the oil. Did he teach her that you have to change the oil?
Well, she has a driver's license, meaning she went through driver's ed, meaning that she knows that she needs to change her oil.
I didn't really learn that in driver's ed.
Then you didn't pay attention.
No, I didn't.
Basic car maintenance is a whole class in driver's ed.
I don't think so.
Did you ever clean your rugs? The rugs in the car?
Like, have I since I've...
No, like in driver's ed.
No, we didn't. We sat in a classroom.
What kind of driver's ed?
Looked at a book.
Did you drive a car?
That was after the class. The in-class part. Then I drove a car. But we didn't. We never filled up the gas tank, which is something that I feel like you should do.
We drove a car. We fill up the gas tank.
We never went through a drive-thru, which is something I feel like you should do.
We never went through a drive-thru. We filled up the car, did the gas tank, washed the windshield.
We didn't do any of that.
Checked the fluids.
We didn't did it do all. Any of that.
That's why I'm the perfect driver now.
We only did, like, backing up once, and I hit a bush. We did parallel parking once. I can't do that.
Don't get me started
all.
On parallel parking, okay? Because it'll lead to you.
But parallel parking's not in the test, so that's why they didn't care.
Well, it all matters. If listeners take anything away from this episode, I want it to be drive safe, keep your car maintained. I think that's kind of the whole point of this podcast.
How often should someone check their oil?
Check their oil?
Yeah.
You should check your fluid levels every time you drive.
Do you check yours?
Yes.
I never check mine. I don't even know how.
I don't even know you.
I know there's anymore. A little dipstick. What? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, you pull it out, and then if there's oil on it, you're good to go.
Yeah, but I don't know where that is.
You don't know where your dipstick is.
I have never popped the hood and looked underneath. Oh, you shut your mouth.
What about your washer fluid?
I don't. If I go to wash my windows and it's not working, then I know it's empty.
I'm not going to throw a fit about the washer fluid because it's not all that important. But what about your blinker fluid?
You do not check your fluids every time you drive. I've seen you run out the door and jump in the car to go to work.
Yeah?
You don't check them?
I check my fluids at work.
No, that's a lie.
Are you at work with me?
You're lying.
You don't come to the cereal factory. Ice. You don't know how things go.
Give me the ice.
Give you the ice?
Pay attention to me.
I'm looking at you.
Tell me the truth.
The truth is...
When was the last time you checked your fluids?
Today.
I don't believe you.
Listeners, check your fluids. Kristen's car is donezo because she didn't check her fluids.
I don't think it really is donezo. I bet they can fix it because... Otherwise, she'd get a new car.
She's not getting a new car.
She better not get a new car. If she can't take care of the junky one she's got, she doesn't deserve to have a new one. Okay, so then the end of the episode.
Steven and Kristen on a date.
And they are being so weird.
Steven, I have a note that says, why the hell would Steven tell Kristen that Miles are hot? Why would you say that?
Because he's trying to be aloof. Just kind of like how Steven said at the beginning, or how Kristen said at the beginning of the episode that she kind of acts like she doesn't give a shit.
Right.
Steven does the same thing. They're both trying to hurt each other.
They need to get over their feels and grow up.
Yeah. But, okay, so Steven got insanely jealous when Kristen said that she went to dinner with Zach.
Who the hell is Zach?
I don't know, but he has a girlfriend and they're super cute together.
Is it Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell?
Zac Efron. Steven gets insanely jealous when she mentions that she went to dinner with Zach. Does he have any room to get jealous after he rubbed...
Butts
with the Dumb as Dirt model?
Yeah. He didn't take her to dinner. He didn't spend money on her.
You don't know that.
That's true. He might have spent money on her at the chlamydia clinic. Both of them are... So Steven says, you don't want to go home, do you? And Kristen's like, no. What do you want to do?
They're so weird.
They're super weird because it was fake.
And
but what do you think they did afterward?
Well, I got a feeling when they were both walking in and no one was talking and it was dark...
That they were going to hang out with Steven's parents. I thought the exact same thing.
No, I thought Steven just practiced with the Dumb as Dirt model. Now he's going to go...
Touch her butt?
Touch butts with Kristen.
With his parents there.
Who's to say they're there?
His dad, I assume, is also named Dennis.
No.
Why can't they both be named Dennis?
They're not both named Dennis.
Steven, Dennis... What's Steven's last name? It doesn't matter. Dennis Calitri. Caligula? Calamari?
Calamari, yep.
Steven Calamari and Dennis Calamari play golf together. That's where Steven learned it.
Okay, you've got to stop saying things like this. Our listeners are going to think you're right, and they're not going to know the truth.
Which is?
That Steven's dad is not named Dennis.
What's he named? Bruce.
Well, okay. So Steven's father is not named Dennis. Steven's father is named Bruce. Bruce Coletti.
Bruce Coletti. Are we donezo with this episode?
Well, okay, no. We've got to rate the episode.
Rating the episode. Collectively, I think we gave it, what, a 5? If you add them both together.
And are you giving it a 2 out of 10?
I'm giving it a 2 out of 10.
I'm giving it a 3 out of 10 just because I'm a little more optimistic. This episode was boring. It was dull. It didn't take us anywhere. We just hated everybody the whole time. Except for Trey. There was not enough Polster in this episode.
Where was Polster? Where was Morgan? Where was Talon? Where were the other main characters
okay,
and names
really,
I don't know?
Every other episode, you'll get to see these people. Because the next episode, spoilers, is more about some of the other
where's
characters.
Let's get deep into Low. Where's more Low?
Oh, I know. I want lots of Low.
Lots of Low.
You will. You'll get to know Low more. Just hang in there, honey. So, that's right, listeners. Just hang in there.
All right, tune in next week for lots of Low. Fast cars, fast women, speed bikes, nitro in them.